Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. More Ebro and Rosenberg, less Laura. She's on the West Coast. Uplifting women. You know, Laura's got a whole thing called Envision Fest.
That's right.
Where she uplifts young women.
She deserves it, man. I'm a big fan of Laura. I always watch her. Always
you
celebrate
her. You were at the
her.
First Envision Fest.
Yeah, I was.
You and what's the artist? The
at
young
the
lady
first
from
first everything.
Angelica.
Villa. You know, I'm at the first Drink Champs. Yep. I'm the guinea pig for the first Drink Champs. You know, my girl Robin owns Baller Alert. I was the first artist. I'm first at everything.
Guys, I mean, the voice,
they just use me as a guinea pig.
The voice is Fat Joe.
Yeah, give it up for him. Hey, on the program. Friend of the program. Friend of the show.
Friend
of
the program.
But, Joe, we have some things we got to sort with you as a family.
Oh, yeah. There is an issue.
We'll be talking about April 2nd, yeah. Fat Joe 20th anniversary of Apollo. We'll be talking about that. We'll talk about the co-owner of Rewind It. You know, make it. I should probably be using it for the grades in my
for
beard.
Sure.
Real talk.
No, Ebro, you might be beyond. Is Ebro beyond what this product could do?
Man, Hasidic Jews could wear this product, man. We got that stuff. We got that joint for the bikers.
We
got
to talk about you sitting with Kamala Harris and being in the White House and also MAGA shoes. We got to talk about MAGA shoes. You don't want to talk about MAGA
shoes. What's the MAGA shoes?
You mean the Trump shoes.
Bad flex, man. That's here and gone, man.
Yeah.
That's an in and out thing. Yeah, that was done. You know, it happened.
Are they worth anything?
I'm sure they're worth something, but it was the wrong flex, baby.
Okay.
It was the wrong flex.
It's
gone wrong. It's gone
well,
wrong.
And you're at Joe Biden. Well,
flexing gone wrong.
But political Joe is a thing. Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. State of the Union address, mm-hmm. What you're trying to do for
healthcare
and price all that. I want to get into that. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
However, this program, mm-hmm. This show, mm-hmm. Myself, mm-hmm. Rosenberg, mm-hmm. Laura Style, Shawnee Culture, and the other mm-hmm. family members did not receive a single pair of TS Air Force One.
No, Joe, listen. Hear me out. You're my friend.
Yes.
Imagine how it felt when we saw you popping up at radio shows and you didn't come see us with the TS shoes.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that's messed up. But Juanito can attest that he has the TS.
No, he got it.
What?
That's my point.
Juanito got him.
Yeah.
It's a sweet spot for Juanito somehow. You know, today when I walked in, I seen Juanito. I said, Juanito. And I said, you know what? Because I'm at the point now where I finally changed my phone number in 20-something years.
Yeah.
So I just can't be that accessible no more. Like, you can't call me from the block, from this and that. Somehow, this guy could get through in any form of communication.
No, but he didn't get through and say, hey, the whole team needs the shoes. He just said he needed the shoes. Is that what happened?
He needed the shoes, but I was totally wrong for me. And Laura Styles, she actually bought a pair.
Yes, she did.
Because I seen her rocking it at the Hot 97 concert, and I appreciate her for that.
Because you didn't come through with the boxes. You should show up.
Man, that was disrespect. I take that.
You owning
no,
it.
No, no, no. That was disrespect. And just so you know, as
the
a
next
family,
wave.
We want the early wave.
Uh-oh. Did we leak something?
Uh-oh.
The next wave.
Okay.
You'll be the first.
The first. Right,
for me. To, you'll see. It'll be on you first. And then it'll go to Bill Clinton and everybody
right, right.
Else.
Okay, Clinton after us. But we said at the time, and guess what? The next time Joe has something that shows up here, we're going to bust his balls. And here we are.
I deserve that. Because Hot 97 is my home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
this
first
goes
place.
Back.
It's the first place to play Flo Joe, first anything. So it was like, you know, when I come here, I come home. It's almost like the Apollo. You know, I started out amateur night. You believe Fat Joe.
I've seen it.
Did four nights of the Apollo amateur night. That's how I got my start. And then Red Alert played my demo. He came up to me and said, yo, you got any music? I gave him a demo, and that became Flo Joe. And so that's how I got my start. So 20 years after Lean Back, I'm coming back. It's sold out already. I just want you to buy it.
So it's completely sold out?
Yeah. I want you to buy it from a scalper or something. Like,
April 2nd is the date next Tuesday.
Muhammad Ali at Madison Square Garden. This is above hip-hop now. I'm trying to put together. I'm not trying. I am. I'm putting $1 billion on one stage in the Apollo on April 2nd. So it's like, you're going to feel like you're in a dream. You, as a hip-hop fan? No, dream. It's a dream what's going to happen. It's a dream. I want to make this the biggest night. I want to make it a top five night in New York City.
Yeah.
History, not hip-hop. History. One of those 20, 30 years from now, you go, y'all.
So let's go back to the last history moment. The Lox, Dipset, Remy Ma.
No, that's just the appetizer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the and more, I wanted to focus on the and more.
The and more is about maybe they're killing me. It's maybe like 30 other artist groups. And I'm not talking about regular stuff. I'm talking about the big boys, the culture, the this, the that. Everybody you ever see, you're going to feel like you're in a dream. You're going to sit there. And be, it's just no other way.
Mm.
Like you yourself, I remember when we did the Apollo and me and Pun did Dead in the Middle of it about 7 times in a row. I remember looking at Ebro's face while the balcony is shaking and he's sitting up there. And I'm like, yo, Ebro, you see this? Like, this is really
crazy. I remember leaning back the first time in Summer Jam.
Well, that was only 2-3 days after. And the whole 62,000 people leaning back. But what I'm saying is nothing I have done. It's touching this night.
Mm.
Nothing I have done. And this night really ain't about me. It's just weird vibes in the world. And we're going to celebrate life. And we're just going to have a hell of a party. If you smoke blunts, smoke your blunts. If you drink, drink responsibly. I want you to dance. I want you to have the best time of your life. I want you to absorb it. Now, you can film whatever you want. But I also want you to be in the moment because a night like this is going to be very... You're only going to be able to get somebody like Hov to do that or...
That's about it. To go there.
You're only going
to
get somebody like Hov or maybe Nas, but Nas ain't like that. You know what I mean?
Nas did his thing for the 50 at the Yankee.
No, Nas is the king. It's two kings. It's Nas and Jay-Z. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Nas ain't calling... Milk is chilling. Gizmo's chilling. What?
It's a different... No, this is a very you thing.
Nas ain't doing, you know... he ain't bringing the whole Philly crew up with Memphis Bleek and all of that. Like, he's just not going to make that call.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like, if you show up, you show up.
That's right.
I show up at Nas events.
Of course you do.
But it's not like he's going to reach across the aisle.
Well, right.
And you be just like, show up. And then Nas ain't doing that.
We're talking New York legends, and we got to cover off on it because it's big news.
Mm. Yeah, Nas ain't calling KRS-One.
We know KRS-One.
Our guy Diddy is currently in the news crazy. And so he would have been one of those guys. But right now he's dealing with something. Somebody that we've worked with in the industry for a long time going through what Diddy's going through right now.
What I can say in the most respectful way is I don't know all the details. But I've been praying for him and his family, and he's my friend for 30 years. And so I'm never, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just see what the outcome is, and I'm praying that the best thing for him and his family and everybody involved. So I'm not disrespecting nobody, but I'm just praying for this whole situation, this nightmare.
It goes away. We've talked about it from...
Ebro, let's move on from that, man. You got that. You're the only person who got Fat Joe to say that, right? Let's move on.
I understand. It's not a pleasant subject.
It's
not a pleasant subject.
It's uncomfortable. Now, you're on a political thing. You're at Joe Biden's.
Let's go to another thing.
Let's go somewhere.
We got to go to another thing.
Let's go to Trump sneakers.
No, we already did the Trump sneakers.
Now we're going to.
You're at the Joe Biden's address.
Wait, you were at the State of the Union?
Yes.
I was sitting next to the governor. The esteemed Kathy Holcomb.
She was sitting right next to me.
She was right next to me. But
this is tied to something very important, though, and something near and dear to y'all.
Well, you know, I went out there for price transparency. There's over 100 million Americans in debt from hospital costs. And the hospitals are the only place you go to where they don't give you a price. You knew what the shirt cost.
Right.
Wrong shirt, too, by the
way. They gave it to me.
Hockey, yeah. There's only one team. Now you're doing the Ebro in hockey. It's only the Rangers.
They're the number two
Don't
in hockey.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. It was a gift. It looks nice.
Thank you. It has my name on the back.
It's Knicks colors.
Yeah.
It's
Knicks colors. You know, one time I messed up and I wore a Met jacket to the Knicks game. Whole crowd booby 20,000. Take it all. I had to take off the jacket because they know I'm such a Yankee fan. New York is different.
I know.
Here.
You're like, no, it's just like, a hip. I'm just rocking a jacket.
No, they're not trying to hear it.
It matched my sneakers, guys.
Right, right.
Listen, yeah. Shout out the power to the patience. Went out there 3 years ago, only met with one politician. His name is Guthrie from Kansas. He's actually a Republican, but he knows about the health care. Went back the second year, met with 35. Went back this year, met with 85. And so they already passed the law in the Congress, but they talking about estimates. We don't want estimates. We want the real prices. What does that mean? If you got to go somewhere and get a colonoscopy or you want to get an MRI, you could look at your three leading hospitals of quality and see which one, and believe it, they will charge you. The same hospital will charge us three in no form. They'll charge me $2,000, $38,000, $64,000 for the same MRI, the same day of the hospital. It's a price gouging. This is going on in America. People losing their homes.
Now, is this
people losing everything because of this?
Is this because they can go to the insurance companies and just run a number?
They could do whatever they want to do. So there's a kid who went for an EpiPen, right? He had to go for an EpiPen. They charged him $16,500. When he went home and went online, it cost $200. And so,
wow!
You know, this
I knew
being
it was
the,
bad. I didn't know it
this
was that
being
bad.
The greatest country on earth.
Medicals.
But what I want you to know is what you said. Say that again, please. Repeat that.
I said I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad.
The problem is these politicians and these hospitals and these insurance companies. They know it's bad because this 100 million people ain't but 350 Americans. 350 million Americans. One out of every three is in debt. This is something that can't be swept under the rug. They know this is on. They know it's on.
So how did you get?
I have a friend I met 20 years ago. His name is Kevin Moore. He's the founder of Power to the Patients. My brother, rest in peace, Raul, always hung out with Kevin, and we always been friends. So Kevin stepped to me and said, yo, this is going on. And I had your reaction. I didn't know it was like this. But not only that, he gave me, like, there's an Amish girl, right? Amish. This ain't just black and Latino. This is Muslim, Jewish, everything. So there's an Amish girl that needed a kidney transplant, and her family was scared to get it done for her because it says in the thing, you waive your property if you can't pay. Mm-hmm. So they were scared they were going to lose the farm. Things like this is happening every single day, all over America. And so I used to say I speak up for the voiceless, but then I realized they the unheard. They have voices. They just haven't been heard. Mm-hmm. So Fat Joe, you know, I lend my hand. You got Meek Mill, Jay-Z, Justice Reform. Everybody got a thing that touches them. And, you know, and I believe I'm bigger than just music and putting out hits. I feel like God has me on this earth for a purpose and spared my life so many times for a reason. So I really believe I'm doing God's work by going to Washington fighting for a real law. So they have a bill, Bernie Sanders and Senator Braun, a bipartisan. This is bipartisan. This is the only thing they agree on.
Right. Is that in this Washington. Messed up?
Is that this is
that
messed
and TikTok.
Up. So that and TikTok. And then you go to the Senate, and so they put in the bill, and we hoping it gets passed because it actually axes
so people
for
would
the
be
prices.
Able, people would be able to see the prices of
yeah,
things.
You need to. You don't. You know the price of the water. You know the price of the coffee you just drank.
No, it's crazy.
How do you go in a hospital under duress thinking you have anxiety or you might have a heart
Those
attack?
Facts.
And they don't give you the price.
No, they're treating it like it's like you're putting an addition on your house, and you say, "How much is it going to cost?" We'll figure it out. No. This
Yo,
is
bro,
the hospital.
I met a woman in Washington who has one of them rubber bands. I don't know what you call that. Remember Lance Armstrong started it.
The Livestrong band.
Do not call me an ambulance. Call an Uber if I get sick, because the ambulance might be $60,000. 70,000.
No, ambulance is crazy.
No, I'm
crazy.
Just
it's
saying,
crazy.
What do you want me to do? This is a fact. This is going on, Pete.
So you
well,
call
and if you don't have good insurance, the amount of money you're getting.
And with the insurance, you go in there, say you take a $60,000 surgery, you know, you still got to pay $12,000 or something. Like, you know, it's crazy.
And it's so messed up because when these things happen, it's when people are at their worst. They're desperate. They're trying to save a loved one. They'll give anything. Yeah, if our pet is sick, we'll spend anything.
You're coming along.
That's bonkers.
You see it now. Fat Joe ain't just crazy talking about
that
this
is crazy.
Health price transparency.
And so how
he's not crazy. And people are coming up to me.
How did the invite for the only you and Kathy Hochul and that whole thing happen?
I wasn't there with her. I got invited by a congresswoman out of L.A. And, you know... You know, nice woman. She invited me to be a guest. And so I went there for the address. And me, I love politics so much as a hobby that I felt like I was in the Super Bowl of politics. Mm. You know, the guys.
I never knew this about you.
You know, that's a fact. And so I loved it. We had a great time. And then we just recently just went back to the White House with Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President. She asked me to pull up and moderate. You know I do some sort of media too, guys.
Oh, of course we do.
No, we see. Now,
we watch.
So she, Jopra. You're a Jopra.
Yeah, you know, we know Jopra. How Jopra do.
You know, I've had both you guys on my show, now I have a TV show on Starz. So
really?
Yeah, they doubled down. They before we shot one episode, they got me locked in, guaranteed for two seasons.
Yeah, wow. There you go.
And so it's going to be like a traveling talk show, like an Anthony Bourdain, but not about food.
About
hip hop.
About
hip hop. So okay. I'll show up. Can't tell you everything, but you know, I'm gonna be everywhere.
You're gonna be everywhere.
I'm being in the UK with them. I'll be in Cuba. I'll be in Memphis where it's too dangerous. I'll be where, you know, I'm everywhere. Like Fat Joe's pulling up on hip hop.
That's amazing. You know, that is a perfect fit. That is a good fit.
Is that the name?
Fat Joe Show.
The Fat Joe
Show. But I'm going to be pulling up on hip hop. Every form of hip hop that, you know, everybody who's changing the game. You know, I also want to interview a bunch of black and Latino entrepreneurs who became successful because we got a lot of brothers and sisters out there who have $100 million companies, $1 billion companies and all that. And so our kids got to see that. Because I was one that had to see it to believe it. I had to see Lord Finesse. I had to see Diamond D become successful for me to go. And they might be coming too. They're invited.
So talking
hip-hop
April 2nd.
Is in the building April 2nd.
But, taking in the crates.
Yeah, yeah, in a big time. A big time.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, well, real quick, so let's ask you about another important issue, okay? This is a big one, and you're very into politics. Mm-hmm. We are hearing whether it's being paid for, whether it's being propagated by bots, but the thing that people keep saying is, the line that's being sold is, I don't know, I meet a lot of people in the hood who love Donald Trump. That's the new agenda getting pushed. What do you say when someone comes up to you and goes, I don't know, Joe, I think Donald Trump may
they
be the way to go?
They say it to me all day.
And so what are you saying?
I'm saying, do you remember how you felt? You're Jewish. Do you remember how you felt when they had the tiki sticks in Charlottesville?
Very well.
But do you remember how we woke up every
the
day?
The Jews will not replace us.
Donald Trump is almost the first... What I'm going to say, Dan, you want me to do it. He's actually the first hip-hop candidate for president ever. He knew how to go viral. Mm. Every day he's in there for 4 years, he knew how to say stuff to get everybody
he's from Queens.
Tight. This Queens, he dealt with all the Puerto Ricans and blacks all in New York. So he knew, all right, he's from New York. Unfortunately, he knows what we want. There was a catastrophe. First time in 100 years, a pandemic where 1 million people died, especially in New York. They gave out something called PPP. He made sure his name was on every check.
Oh, you got to
print
it on
even though it was the government.
The stimmies. Yeah.
He made
the
sure the that changed people's lives.
And by the way.
Guys that were bums that I never seen get a dollar in their life were pulling up with paper tag Benzes.
Well, and on that note, he was, and just for the record, anybody watching this, He voted against it, and so did all the Republicans at the
time. And Kamala Harris was the one who got it through. Yeah, it's what the people didn't understand, that she was running the Senate.
Yeah.
She's the one who got it through. But he knew hip-hop form. Let me write my name on there.
Graffiti.
And that's when you see Sexy Red and them going, oh, I like Donald Trump.
Because the hood remembers
because
the PPP.
Fed everybody
scam,
in the PPP.
The
but the truth is, it was the government who gave up the money. Right? Or don't get it messed up. Whether he knew he was going to win or lose, he knew we didn't. We thought he was done. He knew he was coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gave us Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. What do you don't know about hip hop?
Well, and also,
what
and,
do you
and
don't
you say,
know? Hold
and,
up. What do you don't know about hip hop?
But when you say it, you're saying that's the hustle side of him. That's the hustler side.
You think he cared that Kodak Black had 5 more years? You think he cared about Lil Wayne? You think he cared about it? He put that in play.
The old lady. Remember he brought the old lady out too?
But he put that in play. So now we could be like, yo, how you going to go against this guy? This guy put it. He was premeditated. Long time. So that's why you're hearing some people saying.
So what do you say, though, then? What's your response to go, that's not what it's cracked up
well,
to
we
be?
We talking about it right now. We being transparent about it, you know? And so, you know.
People don't see. You know that people are limited in their view, so you try to give them a little something.
I'm trying to get a bill passed, health transparency bill, price transparency through both sides.
Right.
So I got a respect for the Republicans. I got a respect for the Democrats. Me, I'm a diehard Democrat. You know, I know how I felt. You know, I know how I felt when he was president. How
the temperature of the country in general.
It's just very racist out here, man. The racism was like, and we still have racism. You understand? Just a couple of months ago, and it's blatant. Just a couple. Look at the cops. I think it was in Nashville or Memphis or something. They put a dildo in the guy's butt. You know, they just went to jail for putting dildos in guys' butts. We had that here with Abner Louisman.
Louisiana. Yeah, that was
boom.
Some dudes.
They had a kid in Pennsylvania just recently last week. The teacher gave an assignment, how to be a good slave owner.
Yeah, I saw that.
And a little girl said, no, I would be nice to them. And she failed because they wanted them to be wicked. What kind of lesson is this? When you got a kid who's suspended from school because he got locks.
Well, and these things have been
when
happening.
You have Beyonce, the biggest star in America, with the number one streaming country album, but country radio refuses to play it. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's not be crazy.
Well,
out
these
here.
Things always was out here, Joe. I think what
no,
you're
no,
speaking
no,
of.
Let's not be
people
crazy
got comfortable
out here.
When Trump people got comfortable with that.
Oh,
it
no,
made
no,
it
no.
easier. It made it easier to be overt with your race.
Right, so the way I figure it is, if you have a, all right, that's it, man. I'm gonna leave it there because I'm very opinionated about this.
Well, so and for the on. Viewers, for the viewers, just so when they, you know, because we've had other people on here who are working on actual things to try to bring Democrats and Republicans together to move something forward. And they have to be very careful
well,
with how they
called,
speak.
There's family members that don't talk to each other because of politics.
No, it happened to mine.
We have it happened to yours.
My aunt,
not
yeah.
for real. And so we have discussions. You know, I be in Miami with a bunch of Republicans, all that, and it's called a conversation. And we sit down and we just talk, and they feel a way, we feel a way, and what we do know is that we're proud Americans. At the end of the day, if you're not proud to be American, you don't need to be here. So we all share that common bond that we're proud to be American. So there is a commonality. There is a thread of where we could talk to each other. And then once you start talking to each other, you start seeing that you are a lot alike each other. You just got to break that ice of, yo, I'm going for Trump. I'm going for Biden. Once you start talking, then you realize, man, you know, this country's fried. We gotta get back together.
But see, that piece right there, you know, you say proud American, and if you're not proud, I think there are people who feel like I can't be critical because then people are going to say that I'm not proud.
Right. You could be proud and critical.
Because I'm proud and because I have expectations and people are fucking it up, I got something to say. And I'm not happy. And
I'm
not proud right now because you look ridiculous.
You should.
Right.
But I wanted to make sure that was clear.
That's the whole concept of America, freedom of speech.
Right.
That, you should.
You care enough to say something.
Yeah, you don't
you
watch.
You should say everything.
You don't watch.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You should say it. If it ain't about violence or killing somebody or something like that, you should speak your mind. That's what this country, it reminds me of the movie Malcolm X, Spike Lee did, that when the camera goes through Harlem, you see Reverend Al preaching, you see the Muslims preaching, you see this. This is America, man. This freedom of speech, as far as I know. You know, so that you should speak on whatever you
Running for office one day? You think
never,
you ever?
Never. I like money too much. I like being an entrepreneur. Shout out Up NYC, my sneaker stores. You see, I got, I'm in Up NYC gear, Nike
that's,
shirts.
That's fire, sneakers. By the way. We'll take that in the box too.
I know you want this.
Yeah, this is clean.
You know,
very
I came
clean.
To why fight the time? Where's the camera?
What's that? Your camera's right
you
there.
You can rewind the time. This is men's hair grooming, and so
no, that Fat Joe smile right there.
Oh, you know what's going
Tyson
on.
Tyson Beckford.
No, they got Tyson
Yo,
Beckford.
Shout out to Tyson.
Who's the white guy? Which
oh, that's Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey. You got, don't do that to yourself.
Wait, you got Travis Kelsey.
We got Wonder Boy on the box.
How'd from, you do
that? Was this?
You got this done before Taylor. No, this had to be pre-Taylor.
This is too easy. What I do is I contact my friends and I say, listen, I have an idea where you're going to make money. And do you know what everybody's response is on the box, DJ Calera? Joe, you know how to make money. Let's do it. Let's go. We're going to make some money. And so they all, that's the easiest thing. Plus, they all have skin in the game. They all owners in the company.
Oh, really?
So everybody has shares. So it isn't just like an ambassador that you posted one time. These guys, they have ownership in the company.
Why Travis Kelsey got a bigger box?
I don't know. I think it's because it's the hair. So
oh,
you
Travis
need,
is for the hair.
Travis for the hair, oh. And then the smaller one is the beard joints.
Got it. Okay.
And you know.
Damn, Ebro, you really had to go there real quick, didn't you?
Nah, it's all good.
You saw Ebro. He sees the white guy on the cover, and he goes, why has he got
I
the big
like,
body?
I was like, yo, why he got the big body? What's really going on?
You know, Ebro, you know.
Yo, so let's.
You know,
good morning, Vietnam. That boy set this joint off, huh?
Yeah.
Have
you
been
seen nothing,
tear the
Joe,
roof off the mother. Tear the roof off the mother.
Hey.
Tear the roof off the mother.
Hey.
I tell the roof off the mother. Tell the roof off the mother.
Talk to him. Kendrick decided last Friday.
He chose violence, Ebro. He chose violence.
He decided to jump on that Future and Metro song and say some things. Ain't no big three, it's just me.
Mm.
Which was a reference to, you know, Cole and the first. I'm sure you're following the whole thing.
Joe knows
as a hip hop fan.
Biggie, Jay-Z, or Nas.
Right. Big threes.
So this is a new big three. Everything moves.
And you're watching it right now. Are you entertained? Let's start there.
I don't feel like violence is coming.
That's right.
I feel like
it's
lyrics.
Music.
I think it's music.
Yep.
I'm a fan of all of this. But when it comes, you know, when it comes to hit making, you know, nobody makes more hits than Drake, right?
Great
and
output
not,
over the
and
years.
And that's not.
No, no one's ever.
No
made,
one has ever.
No one ever.
In the history of hip hop. But it's what you like, you know. You know, Kendrick Lamar, he's the Chuck D at this time.
Talk to him.
So you can't even compare Chuck D with LL Cool J.
LL.
You know what I'm saying? At that time, because Chuck D talking about that black power. So, you know, that's a different type of artist right there. You know, they're not even the same. You know, and J. Cole, he just J. Cole. You know, he's spitting probably the purest of hip hop. You know, that we have now is probably J. Cole, you know, where he just bars. And truthfully, I've been feeling like he been the nicest
this
lately.
Year.
This year. I think I feel like his verses has been the nicest. Like, I've been hearing him like, wow, like he's been going crazy.
Cole's gotten better every year of his career, it feels like. He just keeps getting better.
I can't tell you because, you know, I listen to Luther Vandross, Sade, right. Stephanie Mills.
That's how you're
know.
Hitting it.
I'm relaxing.
You slow jam.
I'm slow jamming all day. But me personally, you know, as long as it's lyrically competitive,
so Joe, we're not
that's hip hop.
So we're not even asking you to pick a side. This ain't for us as fans. Nobody's picking sides. So we ain't even on that type of time. I think what we would love to hear from somebody like you that has been in battles,
battle tested,
seen battles. Is this the way they're doing it and what you see today? A, is it good for hip-hop?
These guys we're talking about are so rich, even Kendrick, every last one of them are so rich, that they have professional security. These guys are not going to shoot each other in the street. None of these guys we're talking about. So I'm not worried about the violence People get excited. You know, when you're old like me and you've seen 10,000 battles and you've seen the weirdest things happen, you don't lose your scruples over it. Maybe a young kid who thinks that J. Cole's better than that. You know, this is my guy. This is, they're the guys yeah. losing their mind over this. Me, I'm like, you know, when I watch Spanish reggaeton and I see Anuel walk in with Karol G, you know, I say, yeah, Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, we seen all this.
Right.
You know, so I'm not easily baited with these things because it's like, yo, we seen all this. And it's about to get uglier, that whole thing right there.
What you mean?
It's just going to get uglier. Remember I told you.
Really?
Not violence, but the whole.
But the bars, the things yeah, that people
about,
have
it's
to
about
say.
To get, not even that, more people joining, more people.
Well, we're seeing Ross jumped in.
He jumped in already?
Ross posted a video of him listening to Kendrick's verse, riding around in his car just listening to Kendrick. So
major Nostradamus prediction. I haven't seen that yet.
It's out there.
On God.
Today
I mean,
we
there
saw
you
it.
Go. It's about to get a little, you know,
but it's, if,
creative
if,
out here.
But I guess what I hear
huh?
I hear what he's saying. If it sticks to music, it's really good for the entertainment value of music.
Just music. I have a different thing. I lost a lot of money. I lost, you know, we was going to go to jail. 50 Cent was going to go to jail. There's just no way around it. Like, that was going to happen. If we would have bumped into each other somewhere, it was people were dying, people were going to jail. That's a fact. That's not, no way around it. So, I don't even like it. Like
so, yeah, you have some, it triggers you
a little bit. It's almost traumatic.
It's traumatic for me because we lost Big, we lost Pac. So, I don't like it. But in true art form of hip hop, whether it may be the DJ or the B-boy or competition. And that was, I'll put myself back in shit. When I threw up the Trump sneaker, I'm a sneaker collector. What we do is every week, if you notice, we all the Clark Kents, the mayors, the this, that, they didn't do it. But everybody put up a sneaker like, yeah, I got it, you ain't got it. Yo, I got it, you ain't got it. It was just, it went bad. But you understand what I'm saying? So hip hop has always been competitive. Right. We welcome the competition. We welcome all that as long as we learned our lesson from nobody trying to hurt each other.
But it must have been different in your era when it was so real.
You weren't sitting
around enjoying. They might be sitting around having fun right now.
You remember,
y'all were thinking about let's beef up security. Well, but we got to take measures.
Do you remember the theme of that time was no security?
Right.
So you would consider a sucker if you walked in with security. How about Apollo Theater? Apollo Theater, I'm going to have guys in black suits with the white things on their hand. Yes, they're my security, New York. I hope you feel safe.
But Joe,
they're all Navy SEALs.
I was about to ask you. We'll be good.
Oh, no. They're all SWAT.
Oh, they're
leaders.
In the building.
They're all leaders of the SWAT. They're my security.
Thing. It's a real thing.
Oh, security
you know,
but
at
in
that
the
time,
it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. At that time, it was you as a sucker.
No,
if you
guru,
had security.
Suckers need bodyguards. That's Gangstar. Come on, that's in the.
But Joe, I got to point this out.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Your thing that you went through and even many other things in hip-hop, even when we talk about Big and Pac, it wasn't based on music or things around the industry or, you know what I mean? This Kendrick Drake thing goes back 10 years and was really just because Kendrick, remember that whole Control versus Big Sean?
Yes.
That is what the Kendrick
Started
Drake thing is about
thing.
Because Drake allegedly got in his feelings. And that has nothing to do with the streets. If there is a Drake future thing.
I just think I wish I was Drake. I don't know how to explain it to you. I wish I was. If there's a guy I could trade lives with, it's Drake.
No, that's a good line.
I don't care
that's
how many line. People diss him or whatever. I want to sit on that big plane, right?
Yo,
I want to go to the Toronto game and have my own club. In the stadium.
No,
I want to come, and whenever I feel like, take the headphones off of Clyde Frazier and commentate the game.
He
I want to be in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. No, Drake's life is crazy.
So you know how you see these girls on vacation, but you never see who took them? Like they're eating nice meals and they got the sun behind them. I beg to believe that that's Drake on the other side taking these pictures.
Right.
I want to be like Drake. Simple. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
As a wise man once said, I like what Drake like.
I like what Drake like. I like what Drake like. But I'm not choosing nobody in this beef. I don't even think it's beef.
It's rap competition.
Yeah,
so
I respect
them all.
You know what I mean? They all got something to say, and can't we just all get along?
Just shouts to Future for putting Prodigy's voice all over the album, though. He used Prodigy like seven times.
That's Metro. That's Metro too. Metro.
Metro as well.
Let's just say rest in peace to Prodigy. He was one of the last, you know, there's a pyramid that makes pure hip-hop, at least New York hip-hop. And Prodigy, I remember going to his funeral. I was crying in front of everybody. I just couldn't believe it that we had lost like a stone in the pyramid. You know, I ain't feel that since Biggie Smalls. So Prodigy was that impactful for me on hip-hop that, you know.
His voice is the fabric. That's like
he was like nobody else.
It's like
Biggie. He was spitting so crazy on his own. He wasn't rhyming like nobody else. He was listening to yesterday was Quiet Storm, and I love how Kim ended it. She was like, Prodigy, tell him what it is, Don. Like, you know, they had their own language.
The dumb language.
Prodigy deserves to be on everything.
Yeah.
You know, I want to celebrate our leaders even long after they're gone.
Just so everyone remembers, on the same song, Prodigy started a verse by going, I conversate with many men. This man, Fat Joe, he said, I conversate with many men. This man starts his verse after by just going, yo, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Yo, you know how insane it is to start a verse?
Let me explain something to you, right? Just today, I don't listen to Fat Joe. I'm going to just keep it real with you. Today, I got in the car, Rich picked me up, and he was blasting the Loyalty album, right? I haven't listened to that album in 20 years. I'm not lying to you, right? And every song that came on, I remember we really thought we were the best. We really were going for supremacy. We really wanted to be the illest crew. So that was my first big break. If there was ever, well, now I know this.
Ashacha?
Yeah, you know, like the Kendrick Lamar.
It was
Lamar,
early. That's a big
The Kendrick
feature.
Lamar, this and this and that. We seen it, is what I'm trying to tell you. Right. So what I'm saying is that song for me, I didn't know because I had dropped my first album, Flojo and all that. My second album, the Trackmasters heard my second album. They was like, oh, wow, you coming like this? But heavily inspired by Nas and Hov and everybody. So they was like, yo, we want to put you on this joint, LL joint. Bro, that was the biggest thing I ever did in my life. So, of course, I was going to come on like, who the fuck you think you talking to? I pay dudes. I straight cruise. Look up Joey Crack. Mother, be like he's bad news running this racket. I had to come.
Keith, Prodigy,
Foxy. My favorite was Foxy. That was her first time we ever heard her. She was like, Papa, you know, in the white silk shirt. I was like, wow, who's this girl? And so that's the first time you ever heard Foxy Brown. You know, and that right there. But that was me fighting for my life. There's so many records I listen to of Fat Joe when they come on, and I'm just like, yo, I was fighting for my life. Like fighting. Because you know, when you're just so invested in hip-hop, it's the only way out. It's either you either going to make these hit records or you're going to fade to black. So you got to come. You know, every time, and me, people don't realize it's cool. They always underrate me. They don't think I'm that whatever. But I was really rapping on every record with Big Pun, who's undoubtedly one of the greatest of all time,
and
Big L. Like, I don't think y'all understand who Fat Joe was rapping with. The nerve of me to even be on songs with these guys. Like, yo, and still trying to act like, yo, enough's enough. Federat, like, yo, come on, bro.
You were on Twins? Hold on, you were on Twins?
Then I'm with
the
best.
Enemy. You were on both of them.
And I'm with the best girl in the game, and she's smacking me around. Like, we going, like, what's going on, guys? Like,
what's going on,
what am I, y'all, lunch meat? Like,
listen,
out here? The fact that you remember who the fuck I think I'm talking to? Do you understand? You understand?
No, you killed it on Lean Back.
Nah, young nigga, I got
Remy comes through. Remy comes through and goes.
Yo, Ebro, do you understand?
I do understand.
You're cracking the mic and you have Walter Cronkite and Howard Cosell every day.
Yo, I work with
How are you supposed to be like, I'm Ebro?
Angie right. Martinez, Funk Flex, DJ Clue, K Slay.
Nobody want to listen to me.
No, no, you. She you said get I walk around the metal detectors on that.
Come on,
you did
man.
A whole verse and everyone loved it. Then Remy comes on. And we
go to the easy.
Yo, everyone M raps the, every word of Remy's
yo,
part.
Yo, bro, what you want me to
what,
do?
You can't do anything.
And so people don't know I was smothered by these guys. These guys were too good. You understand? And then the record, The Enemy, we had D&D Studio. And the only rapper ever in the history of mankind to threaten me was Big L. And he was my little brother. And he told me, listen, I had just went gold for the first time, Don Cartagena. He said, man, listen, you just sold 500,000 records. I'm here to take all your fans. I'm going to kill you on this record.
Destroy.
You're my brother. I'm going to destroy you and take all your fans. So I'm just letting you know, come with your A game. I'm not lying. Primo was standing there. Showbiz was there. The guy threatened me physically, and I had to come with my best. I think that's my best rap I ever wrote in my life because it was just so much pressure. He was looking at me, right? He was, you know, he was in my face while I'm writing, like, yo.
He and you guys went different. He goes, I drive up and down Harlem blocks, iced out watch.
Cops think he's telling me, cops think I'm selling rock. And I'm like, enough's enough.
Federal's trying to set me up,
put me in cuffs, and crush what I lust
into dust.
Plus, they want a brother soul, but they know Big Joey Crack could never rat a cat.
That he know. Never.
And so I had to come with it. My A game.
And you did.
But, you know, these guys were threatening me all the time. This is Big Pond. How do you come after get in the middle? Little. You know, the fact that you know Don Cartagena was on the record, this is not easy stuff, bro.
Joe, that's why you're still here today, though.
Yeah. I know.
It made you better.
Hey, guess what it says
sharpened
on Twins?
You up.
Guess what it says on the album on Twins? Mm-hmm. Produced by Fat Joe.
Oh, you better believe that.
He, you add the drum, da-doom.
No, on Twins, I came up, well, first of all, right, when it comes to Big Pun, I dressed him, okay? Like any outfit you ever seen on him, Fat Joe went and bought it or styled it, right? All those beats, I was picking them out with him. You know, Joe the Singer jumped on Still Not a Player when he didn't even know who Pun was. Joe the Singer had just sold 500,000 records that week. Mm-hmm. That came all the way back from Daddy-O from Stetson Sonic and Kedar Massenburg. I was cool with them since day one, since back in the day. I called them up and said, yo, I need Joe.
Oh, because Joe,
Joe was
signed to Kedar and
Jim. Joe was Drake at the time. You selling 500,000 records first week. Mm. He come in the studio for a guy he don't even know.
Writing songs
and make
too.
A hit record.
Joe's a songwriter,
yeah. Right? And so I really was playing that. You know, he was our only way out, Big Pun. So we put every inch. I went to the tunnel, bumped into Wyclef, and was like, "Yo, bro, he just sold 30 million. Right? He was doing the he was doing the Saturday Night Live. He was doing the John Travolta. This guy sold 30 million records.
And you got
I had the nerve to make him get on a record with somebody he never even met in his life. Not only yo, Fat Joe, could you do it for me? No, could you do it for my mans? I know you don't know him. He's the fatter Puerto Rican, but you know this guy's the way out. You understand what I'm saying,
yeah,
Ebro?
And you had to be right. You had to be right.
Well,
if you weren't right.
The test I had that you'll enjoy for Big Pun, I already knew the first time. First of all, I'm a hip-hop connoisseur. Okay, like, I mean, I've been, you know, I'm born in the Mecca.
The Boogie Down.
No, not just Boogie Down. You know how you see the Muslims go to Saudi Arabia and walk around the Mecca?
Yeah.
I'm born when Melly Mel was playing basketball outside my window. I'm born where Grandmaster Flash plugged in his first equipment and played. They all know Little Joey since a baby. Mm-hmm. I'm a hip-hop historian, so when I heard Big Pun rap for the first time, I said, oh, no, he's the best. He's the best. He's the best. I knew. He's the best. There's nothing you could do. Do you know who I took him to? I took him together. I took him to Coogee Rap and Nas. Together, I told them both to meet me. And I said, this is my guy, he raps. When he started rapping, and they heads was like, I said, oh, I got him. it's over. When I got the two, this is the epitome. Coogee Rap was just stepping down off the throne.
Nas
had the throne.
Yeah.
You know, and I brought Big Pun, and I'm literally telling you, I don't even want to describe it in the worst way. They were like,
they knew what they were getting.
I think at the time the word was like, word them up. You word them up. Word them up. Yeah. 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 Son, nice. You word them up. I was like, oh, it's on now. We got to go get this money.
It worked.
Listen, this is the amazing Fat Joe. Whether you need to get the gray out
just
your beard.
Just rewind the
whether
time.
Whether you need transparency.
Why fight
on-
the time? Listen, yo, Ebro, your skin.
Yes.
Right? Because even though you leave it gray, you take care of your skin.
Sure he does.
I do.
For some reason, you do. Imagine if you rewinded the time. You would be looking 28 years old. Matter of fact, I'm leaving you the Tyson Beckford box.
Yeah, leave him the Beckford.
My number one seller, too, right. By the way.
I bet it is. That got Tyson Beckford to move.
You got Tyson Beckford.
Yo, this
bro,
guy.
Bro, your wife, she's not going to be. You just had a baby. You might make another baby. Bro, congratulations.
Thank you very
much. Yo, you throw that on? Oh, my God.
I've been saying to him, enough with the gray. Come on back.
Yo, Joe, yo, this guy's a salesman.
I want you to keep the Tyson Beckford when you feel like it. You're going to look 10, 15 years younger, bro.
The Tyson Beckford box is moving.
I did it. No, it's moving. I'm not lying to you. Tyson Beckford, number
Travis
one
Kelce
seller.
Box?
It's moving. DJ Khaled, second mover. DJ Khaled is moving, too. He got the dark brown. But Tyson is the king of Bel Air right now. He's killing.
He's sitting on his throne.
He got a face even a Monica love. They buying that Tyson back for
yo, man, this guy's
Sally's
dope.
Beauty.
Yo, now
Amazon.
You know why he got TV shows. And you gotta know Joe's
and
one
Tuesday
of the legends,
night is
man.
Gonna be history.
I'm telling
you. You can't even turn it
playing
off.
Yourself. If you don't come, you playing yourself. If it's sold out. So when you buy it from a scalper, it's worth every dollar they're going to overcharge you.
Just know. Okay.
No, it's disgusting. Do you want me to be honest with
no,
you?
No, you're being honest. It's sold out.
It's forget sold out.
What is it, $2,000? Gone?
I don't care what it is. I'm telling you, the night of talent, of vibe, of beautiful, of party, of Harlem, of New York City is really beyond my words. And they won't stop. So just everybody's like, stop. But then I get a phone call and this Method Man said, yo, chalk me in.
Ooh.
Then I get another call. Ghostface said, all that I got is you. And I'm getting these type of calls with like, yo, I'm in, God. Like, I'm in, God. I'm in. It's out of control. It's out of control.
Fat Swim. Joe, man. We love you, brother.
We love you, too.
April 2nd, get to the Apollo.
Congrats
if you can finally take it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming by the program.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.